Are you someone who loves Christmas to the point that you really hate to take the decorations down, even if it's now January 15th? If you answered yes, you are a Noelophile. And so am I, and this show is for you. Hi, I'm Dot Cannon, also known as Noella Noelophile, and welcome to my Noelophile podcast. On this show, we're going to be talking about Christmas in general and California Christmas in particular.
All the way along, of course, you hear everyone saying, make way for the Queen, and it's quite exciting. You know, all of London gets very excited for the royal family to come through.
Have you ever spent Christmas with royalty? How about with 19th century royalty? If you're in Northern California this weekend, you might just get that opportunity, courtesy of the Great Dickens Christmas Fair. Designer Laurie Tavan portrays a young Queen Victoria presiding over the festivities at the Dickens Fair, which is a Bay Area Christmas tradition. Ron and Phyllis Patterson founded the Dickens Fair in 1970, and describing it, if you haven't been there, doesn't tend to do it justice. Technically, you might try to describe it as a Victorian Christmas festival and an immersive theater experience, but even that doesn't come close. Perhaps the closest I can come to putting it into words is that the Great Dickens Christmas Fair is a magical experience that transports you back in time to Charles Dickens' London on a Christmas Eve, populated by the characters from the literature of his day and the people he may have met in his day-to-day dealings, including, of course, Queen Victoria, as portrayed by Laurie Tavan. Laurie, what's a day in the life of Queen Victoria like during the Dickens Fair?
So, you know, many people ask me, like, how they can see the Queen. And so it becomes apparent that the Queen is only out for a small part of the day. So for Victoria, she's going to be going out with her family. And there's certain places that you can find her at the fair. And this year, I think we actually have it posted in the paper at different times, so this will make it easier for people. But around 2:45, if you want to watch Her Majesty come out, they open the curtains and you can see the entire army and the navy protecting her as they come out for progress. And this is near the Victoria and Albert stage. So she'll be coming out around 2:45, and her priority at that time is to see all her people and wave and wish everyone, obviously, a happy Christmas and encourage people to come join her over at the carolers. So we meet at the carolers and we, of course, enjoy wonderful Christmas carols with them. And by 3:15, we're actually over at the Penny Gaff stage and Prince Albert has a surprise for Victoria, a wonderful Tannenbaum that he's going to present to her. And this is a great place where people can actually come, and the Queen has lights on her. She's stopped moving. So the number one complaint I get from people coming is that they can't get a good picture of the royal family. So this is actually a great opportunity. There's wonderful benches there, and you can watch it. And if you bring your children or even adults, can come up on stage. They'll be greeted by the family, and you can meet the Queen briefly, and she'll request you to help decorate her tree. And so there's opportunities to do that this year. And then after decorating the tree, we head off to the fencing booth. And this is another great place where you can watch. So they'll often do a demonstration for the Queen, or every once in a while, the children will get up and demonstrate their own skills at fencing. And shortly thereafter, we head back by Patty West stage where the carolers were. We stopped there briefly, and it's off to Fezziwig's dance party, which is my favorite part. And so Fezziwig's invites us to his warehouse party for Christmas. And, well, sometimes apparently he doesn't realize we're coming, so it's quite a surprise. So that's always quite fun. And there, I think I mentioned earlier that people can join in the Grand March. And this is wonderful because the royal family really, really enjoys dancing. And so you can join in on the dancing. And then they also do this wonderful Lancers set, where it's a set dance. And the entire cast gets together and performs this beautiful dance. And it's really fun to see how everyone has the choreography all lined up and beautiful. So it's, to me, I feel it's really impressive. And so we're there actually this year a little bit longer, so we get to be there for a full set. And so it'll be a little bit later than it used to be, so it's around 4:20 this year. We'll be at Fezziwigs. And then there's one more opportunity to meet the Queen, where people can actually come up and speak with the Queen, and that's going to be at the Green Man Inn, which is fairly close to the V&A where we came out into the fair. And so the Green Man is this wonderful little pub, and they welcome us and have some entertainment for the Queen, but they also ask people to line up and to come actually speak with the royal family. So this is another opportunity, and if people want to get photos or just if they haven't been to the fair, they are just really excited that they can come there and just have this, you know, short, quiet moment in closer proximity to the royal family. And it's a little bit more personal than perhaps the stage where we're decorating the Christmas tree. So, you know, so we have those two places where you can actually meet the family. And then all the way along, of course, you'll hear everyone saying, make way for the Queen, and it's quite exciting. And the entire, you know, all of London gets very excited for the royal family to come through.
In addition to her talents as a performer, the Dickens Fair has inspired Laurie to use her creativity in another medium. You do something really neat professionally as well. I wish you'd tell me a little bit about your career as a designer.
So, you know, Dickens Fair has a lot to blame for that, too. I say blame in a very respectful, wonderful way. One of those first things I saw when I came as a patron were the dark garden windows where they display corsetry in the window. And the focus of my sewing has been this fascination with corsets and molding the body and creating this beautiful silhouette. The Victorian ideals and their gowns, just, you know, it's wonderful to wear these gowns. It's wonderful to make them. So I kind of, you know, my first love for Victorian costuming came from Dickens Fair, of course. And I sort of fell into it. So I'm actually a biologist by training, an ornithologist. And part of wanting to settle down with a family and a community came from leaving the field and doing field work, where I left for months at a time. You know, you go out and you do this hard work away from these people you love. So I found work that would keep me close to the people I love. And, you know, so I've been doing that since 2007, I guess I opened my business. And I currently work full-time as a corset maker and making couture gowns.
And this is absolutely breathtaking. I'm looking at LaurieTavon.com, this gorgeous pink gown called Pretty in Pink from your Three Graces collection.
Yes, thank you. And if you actually look up Days of Lore, it's my blog, and it has more behind-the-scenes information and more history of my works. So Laurie Tavon has a nice little snippet of stuff that I'd love to do. But I appreciate you saying that. That was one of my favorite gowns that I actually just sold the corset part to a wonderful lady who's at Dickens Fair, who'll be wearing it for 18th century reenactment.
What if our listeners want to know more about possibly having you make them a Victorian gown? Are you available to do that now?
So a great thing about word of mouth is that my books get full very quickly. So I'm actually booked out till about July next year. But if people are interested, that's, you know, you get on the books, and then there's a lot of time when you do couture work. A lot of it is working together to determine what you're going to build. So even though it feels like July is forever away, it's not that far, and there's a lot of pre-planning that goes into it before you even start the physical object. So I just tell people to get in touch with me and, you know, see how we click and if I feel right for their project. And, you know, it always works out beautifully. So I always encourage people to just get in touch, even if I'm not currently, you know, open to finish something right now. So if you wanted to get in touch, people can just email me through my website, or I also have some Facebook pages that they can follow, and on Instagram as well. And then they can also see the type of work I do and the breadth of the work that I have accomplished, so that they might have some guidance where they want to go with their project.
daysoflore.com and Laurie Tavan, spelling T-A-V-A-N.com.
Yes.
While the Dickens Fair is all about celebrating and having fun in a Victorian Christmas card come to life, it's also giving back at Christmas time.
I just kind of wanted to remind people that this is a season of giving. And for me, growing up without much as a child, it's a little bizarre to be playing royalty. And one of the most precious things at Dickens Fair for me is that they also have a toy drive. And as a child, I remember it was the generosity of people who gave the toy drives for how I got my toys as a child.
Wow. Tell me, please, we just come and we bring a toy?
Yeah, so there's a fireman's toy drive. So it's the Daly City Fire Department has Operation Santa Claus. So you bring an unwrapped new toy to the fare box and you get a $3 discount, an adult ticket. This drive is now in its 67th year, I think. And I just, you know, that was really important to me as a child. So anything we can do to make sure that the kids don't go without in this wonderful season.
What is the most magical toy you remember getting in those years?
For me, all my friends will know, it's a My Little Pony. I received a My Little Pony. So my mother, strong woman, my mom kicked my father out, who was abusive, and took us to a Haven house. And it is such a strong memory for me to get that pony that year.
I'm never coming to the Dickens Fair again without a toy. That's it. We also talked about the Christmas magic Lori creates for her own family, now that she herself is a mom.
One of our traditions we started, so we get a silver tip tree, which is, it's no longer popular, but the branches are like, they almost remind me of platters of tutus. They're separated and we put actual German candle holders and we spend Christmas Eve. We fireproof the tree first and we light the candles and we as a family watch them burn down and spend the entire time singing and together. So that's our new tradition.
You're giving me chills because what an incredible memory your son is going to have when he grows up. This has been great. Thank you for your time today.
Thank you.
You and I have been listening to Laurie Tavan, who is now wrapping up her 12th year of portraying a young Queen Victoria at the Great Dickens Christmas Fair in Daly City. This is going to be the final weekend of the Dickens Fair at the Cow Palace. This Saturday morning, December 17th, the doors open at 10 o'clock. And hours both days are 10 o'clock in the morning until 7 p.m. Now this year, the Dickens Fair has instituted select day ticketing with a limited number of tickets available for each day. So be sure you check availability at dickensfair.com before you go. That's dickensfair.com. Meanwhile, if you'd like to see some of Lori's incredible designs, there are two places to check out. The first one, her website, lauritavan.com, where you'll see her bespoke corsetry and gowns. lauritavan.com, spelling her first name L-A-U-R-I-E, last name T-A-V-A-N, lauritavan.com. And to see her blog and an incredibly beautiful white gown, as well as her Renaissance and period pieces, take a look at daysoflore.com. That's days, as in a days, D-A-Z-E, of lore, L-A-U-R, daysoflore.com. And that concludes this edition of Noellophile. Thank you for listening, and may your Christmas season be bursting with merriment and quite royally festive.